Okay, this is the 82nd tape recording, and today is November 11th, and the first thing I wanted to record was that the cat had knocked over the Thanksgiving cutouts from the table, and Ross, and I went down, and everybody came down to see it, and I said, yeah, that cat is starting to think that he can jump on the table and sleep there. There's a little table in the hallway, near the entrance hall. And Ross said, he can jump higher than that.
I assure you.
I think it's the first few, so I assure you.
Mark just made up his first joke, or first decent one anyway. They were talking about Kitten Caboodle. It's a new horse and doll that ride together. They were talking about that on television. And Mark turned around and said, what do you call a kitten with a haircut? And Ross answered him, Kitten Caboodle. So it was clear they both had the same idea. Mark had the idea first, and Ross answered with the correct answer. Back up to this. A cute little fluffy round puppy down the street. Really cute. Finally had a haircut. And that's when we realized that the puppy was a poodle.
Marty said, you know what?
Aaron's present of ours is a Decepticon.
His name is Carson. He hates
Megan. What he meant is Aaron's present from us.
He hates Megan. I know.
Right. I know that.
I knew that we were going to
Really?
We get new
baby boys.
Yeah,
get new ones. What would the new ones be like?
A practice song.
And
do a song.
Came in, and he had his cowboy hat on and marbles under it, and the marbles were dropping out. And he said,
what are you doing, Mark?
What were you doing? Tell Dad, tell the tape for
me. I got my hat and put on. And then I said,
why did you do this?
Your trick was more I could be a magician.
What does it mean to lose your marbles? What does it mean when you lost your marbles?
We can't find them and you're lost.
It doesn't mean you went crazy?
No.
Uh-huh. Yes, it does.
If somebody loses their marbles out of their head,
it means they went crazy. So when you lose your marbles, you're going to go crazy.
Oh.
You want me to do it? Show Mommy how. Say, Mommy, I'm losing my marbles.
Oops. It's not working.
It's not working, Mr. Magician. Want Daddy help?
I'm gonna be a magician if I ever do the hair trick. I put the marbles in.
Get the other marble.
I'll put the marbles in.
Put it like this.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
And don't move the hat. Hold it real tight.
Now go show Mom.
Show Mom. Say, Mommy, I'm going crazy. I'm losing my marbles.
Yeah,
tell her that.
She'll think it's funny.
I told you went crazy.
Today is November 12th, I believe. And we're taking Ross and Mark to Aaron Siegler's birthday party. And Ross, Mark, you said, are you going to do a drop-off? I said, no. No, we're not. He said, remember when we went to that guy who moved? We did a drop-off. Both you and Mom did a drop-off. And I said to him, well, what was wrong with that? He said, well, I missed you. I said, did you cry? He said, no. But I was just worried. Anyway, Marky hates it when we do a drop-off instead of staying at the birthday party. And he calls that a drop-off. I mean, maybe he picked that from Mary, too. I don't call it that, but maybe. Okay, hi. Marky said, Daddy, all the time, whenever I want to do something, all I have to do is just rub the balloon on Mommy's sweater, and then I put it up on a dot, and it sticks. And, of course, he overstated his case there. It's not whenever he wanted to do anything. It's when he wanted to put his balloon up on the wall that all he had to do was rub it on. So he said, whatever I want to do, this particular thing instead of him. He said that Marky apologized because there was no snow. He said, sorry, Mom, there's no snow. Right? Mm-hmm. What he meant was that there's no snow. So we can't make the snowman?
Yeah. And this morning he let him outside since the snowman had melted yet.
And he went out and he saw it and he came back in and he said,
it isn't a stitch melted.
It hasn't melted a stitch.
He said, it hadn't melted a cinch. C-I-N-C-H.
That means it didn't melt one bit.
Uh-huh. It hadn't melted a cinch.
I don't know what that idea of the cinch is, but there it is. Gee, it hasn't melted a stitch.
Is that like what you do with cinch?
Mark wants to know.
To the snowy place.
Oh, you mean to the North Pole?
Mark wants to know where North is, where South is.
And we were talking about how, when you wanted to know where it really was. And then he said the cars have to drive up to get to the snowy place, meaning the North Pole, I believe. Right? You don't drive up into the air. Anyway, you don't drive to the North Pole. It's too icy and snowy.
Yeah. It's snowy because airplanes have to drive you.
Right. Airplanes have to drive you. There we go.
Present from his grandfather, and I told him it was a P-U-Z-Z-L-E.
He said, what is it? Say it again. And I said, P-U-Z-Z-L-E. And so he ran downstairs. He's trying to find out what that means from Ross.
Hi.
What did you say to Daddy? Well, Marky said, when are we going to break dancing? Tell me when it's on the one.
Tell me on the clock. Tell me when it's on the one
ever that we're going. Okay. What do you mean? Say it again.
What?
Just say it, and I'll show you. Get on up there. Show.
Well, it's on the two or something. Or while there's numbers up there, uh-huh. What will it be? Time to go?
What's the question again? Say it again.
When
say
it's on one of those numbers, uh-huh. What number?
When it's on one of those numbers, it might be lunchtime.
No, when it's on one of those numbers, what time is it going to be? Have to go.
You mean on what number will it be when it's going to be sleep and splash? Is that what you
mean?
Yeah,
I meant what number will it be when we're going to go to the sleep and splash?
Very good. Okay, see what's on, it's past the little hand. You always look at the little hand.
Okay.
Okay, it's between five and six.
Okay.
We go to sleep as fast when it's between 7 and 8. Over here, okay?
Okay.
Not the big hand. The big hand moves around fast. The little hand moves slowly.
He goes slow.
Oh, aren't you cute? I told Marky that if he's not good, he's not going to come with me. He said you can't get a Coke there. So is that the Y where we're going to? What do you want, Marky?
Well, he says if there's a pot machine in the sleeping splash building,
could
we get some pot?
Yeah.
No, I meant sun kiss. That is the sun kiss. We do not know.
We do not know.
But here, if there isn't, who cares? At least you have some pop.
Soda pop, I should say.
I think I'm going to have Coke. If they have Coke.
Mm-hmm.
No, if no sun kissed, we'll have Pepsi Free because that's really good.
We never tasted.
Sun kissed is the best. Then comes Pepsi Free. Then comes Coke. Then comes plain Pepsi.
You think so, Ross? Huh?
Yep.
What do you think, Mark? What do you think is the best?
What I think is best is all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll do anything?
I put them in order, like 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. Mark, you put them all in the same place?
He's a messy room keeper.
No, he's not a messy room. Not a messy room.
No, like, same as a room of pots. Mark has his all filled up.
Yeah.
And I have mine on shelves and all.
All in order, Marky, are you a messy?
He likes all of them, so they're all splashed together. And he has to dig through them to get
the ones he really wants.
But when they're on shelves, you can write a sticker, and then stick it onto the shelves, and it'll show you sun kiss,
he drinks them at once, at one time.
In one goggle?
Yeah. I'll go, yeah.
Mark, how do you do it?
Look, he drinks one box with the box on it. He goes, go, and then he's done.
Yeah, and how do you do it, Mark?
Like, I have it on,
they believe that kids should not drink pop.
I just saw a Pepsi machine, but we passed it.
I think we're good.
How much time will it be?
How much time will it be?
That looks like a haunted house.
What?
People say creek,
yeah.
And a creek means like a river.
This is, I think that's what's
right. Ross said, oh, what a beautiful church. And looking at the windows. And he said, and there's God himself in the white clothing with a beard in the windows. See him?
He's a black man.
Yeah, God is a black man. Mm-hmm. Did you know God was a black man?
No.
Yeah.
He's already in
there. But I do know that Jesus really is a white man.
Jesus might. Actually, we don't. We're not sure. People aren't sure whether
God's a black man. Jesus is a white man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is God really in there?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's his. That's the house of.
That's
but that's the house of God. That's called the church. Is called the house of God.
Yeah, the house of God.
Right, and that means that when, if you pray, God will come into the house of God. That's why they say all those nice words to God. They say, oh God, we praise thee, and all that.
Yeah.
And that's so that God will come down and talk to them.
Yeah.
And be nice and visit with them.
Yeah. And talk about this and ask them, and you can let them, him know what has been going on.
What's been going on. If you have any troubles, you can tell God your troubles.
Yeah.
Pretty neat deal. But do you think God really actually, you know, comes in there so you can actually see him?
Yeah,
no. No, but you get the sort of feeling that God is visiting you.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, guess which one I like the best, the cat or the doggy? And I said, the doggy. He said, I like them both. I like them both. Look at it this way. The dog likes the kitten and I like the dog, and the dog likes me, and everybody likes everybody. So that makes everybody pretty happy?
Yeah.
I see. Is there anybody in all of your animals that is not a friend with everybody else? Anybody who's an enemy animal? We forgot to wear our Indian vests. We forgot to wear our headdress and our Indian vest. We'll do it next time.
Well, anyway, camp out soon.
We need them at camp out, yeah. But we should have them most of the time. We should have them most of the time.